The Green Bay Packers, ladies and gentlemen, 27-20, the victory over the Detroit Lions last night on Sunday Night Football. We bring in Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. He previews and recaps the game with us every week here on K107.1. So, Brian, here's what happened. The Packers come out after a long, long drive from the Detroit Lions. Packers come out and they hand the ball off. And immediately my first thought is, why did Alex Green change his number? What's going on here? Turns out to be Dewan Harris, who is good. And then we didn't see him for another two quarters. Then he scores a touchdown. And at the end of the game, I think people walking out of Lambeau a bit confused because they just saw a pretty impressive running performance from the Green Bay Packers. How did that happen, Brian?
Oh, it was something to behold for a team that's, you know, not known as a running team, to have a full stable of running backs and every single one of them having some success. Alex Green, of course, did the most damage, but as you said, Packers might have found something here in this Dewan Harris, who's only been on the roster for 2 weeks here after coming off the practice squad. In fact, he's only been on the practice squad since about October, so he really hasn't been with the Packers all that long. But they found somebody who's nice and quick, and then Ryan Grant, he only gets one carry, but he gets 12 yards as he does it, and Aaron Rodgers has the longest rushing touchdown of his career. Everything seemed to be going right on the ground yesterday for the Packers.
You, I think on Friday, said something about how maybe Ryan Grant could come in and be this year's Sam Congato. Well, I think we found this year's Sam Congato in Dewan Harris. It is weird to see the Packers run that successfully, and it was fun to see that drive where they kind of didn't really seal the game, but at least put a little separation between themselves and the Lions. You had that touchdown from Harris. You had Rodgers running. You had Ryan Grant coming into a great ovation at Lambeau Field. If the Packers can run the football, because the Packers are 9-4 with injuries and no running game. If they can get a couple of these guys back, Brian, and run the football, look out.
Absolutely. I mean, this Packers offense, it's, you know, the more they win here, the more they're going to get on a roll, the more confidence they're going to feel, and just be harder to beat all the time. And it'll really be the litmus test this upcoming Sunday against a Bears defense, you know, that's pretty good, and facing them on the road especially. And I'm sure we'll be talking about this more later in the week, but, you know, that's what it comes down to for the Packers. But certainly a step in the right direction on Sunday, and, you know, they're going to want to keep it up.
We, myself and a couple of friends who I watched the game with last night, were talking about how it was snowing at Lambeau, and we're talking about the game in the playoffs where the Packers beat the Seahawks 42-20, and how it was one of the most fun games to be at because of that element of snow. And we mentioned, didn't the Packers go down 14-0 in that game? Well, they did. Well, they went down 14-0 again last night with the snow. The Packers found a way to come back, though. That was a bit concerning for me at first. If Matthew Stafford doesn't inexplicably fumble at football, this might be a different game. How key was that defensive touchdown by Mike Daniels and the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, absolutely. It turned around momentum of the game, and, you know, just everything was going the Lions' way prior to that point. You know, they get up the 14-0 lead, and, you know, they just look unstoppable. Matthew Stafford was doing good. The running game was working. Everything the Lions were doing was just magic. And then that kind of turned the tide. And, you know, Matthew Stafford turns it over later in the game as well. Sam Shields has a nice game, his first game back in weeks, and he has the big interception. So, that certainly turned the tide. And when everything Packers was going that way from there on out.
We're going to get a couple of guys back next week on defense, it sounds like. Clay and Charles Woodson both close to returning. Some of the guys are going to start filtering in. So the Packers should be more and more healthy as the weeks go on. They could be playing for home field advantage, at least the second seed. They could be playing for the NFC North, but maybe not much longer. They have a chance to wrap up the division this Sunday at Chicago. What do the Packers have to do? And we'll talk more about this, of course, on Friday. But with the Bears kind of on a slide and the Packers picking up some momentum, do you come in and plan run against the Bears at Soldier Field? Do you try to see if you can balance it? What game plan do you think McCarthy's going to take in on Sunday?
I think it's kind of a case where they're just going to, you know, give or take what the defense gives them. And, you know, it's kind of what the Packers have been doing all year. They've been seeing a little bit more of this cover two with those safeties back. And when they see that, they kind of respond to that and maybe run a little bit more than they have last year. So they're going to look and see what the Bears give them. And McCarthy will try to tailor the game plan to exploit the Bears' weaknesses.
We want to quickly mention that we're talking with Brian Carvu from CheeseheadTV.com. We talk with him every Friday and Monday here around this time, K107.1. I think we've covered pretty much everything. The one thing that we want to mention, at least give props to, Brian, Don Barclay, the right tackle, the rookie yesterday. Part of the reason the run game was so strong last night was because he was able to step in and fill a role there, and that's huge for the Packers going forward.
Good job by the rookie. What's interesting is T.J. Lang was actually active for the game, but they didn't want to play him. They only wanted to play him in an absolute emergency. He's just not quite 100%, you know, coming back from that ankle injury he suffered. So he'll be back in the Packers lineup within probably a week or two at latest. And, you know, getting healthy, the whole team is getting healthy. You know, Charles Woodson's coming back soon. Clay Matthews coming back soon. So these are all good signs for the Packers in the next few weeks and going forward.
Brian Carvu from CheeseheadTV.com. We will chat with you on Friday.
Perfect. Sounds good. Talk to you then.